Got a lot going on here today, so bear with us. But it's funny how God works things out, and that song is really a perfect lead-in into the message. And as you see, there's three parts to the message, if you're following along on that thing. So don't get all nervous. I gave myself 5 minutes. But I'm not responsible for what happens if if I get going. But honestly, I just want to make a point. You know, there's that song says, you say. You know, we say a lot of things. You know, we say that we can't make it, or we say we can't do this or that, or we say our situation can't be repaired, or we say that relationship is just toast, or, you know, there's a lot of things we say. But it's what God says that matters. And that's what that song says. You know, you say I'm weak, or I say I'm weak, but you say I'm strong. And we need to understand that. And I picked this passage in Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. I've got it broken up. I'm just going to speak a little bit of each one in the three breaks that we give the people that are doing things here. And in your Bible, it may say the believer's triumph. You know, we are triumphant. We are victorious because of what Jesus did, not because of how our life is going, or maybe bad decisions we made, or even good decisions we made. And maybe we're very successful and things are going well for us. But you know what? We are victorious. We are more than conquerors because of what Jesus Christ did. His love for us. Now I'm going to read verses 31 through 34. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Listen, if you're a child of the King, God is for you. You're His child. Who can come against you? And people will, Satan will, the world does. But none of those things are bigger than God. None of those things have power over you if you have Christ as your Savior. He says He did not even spare His own Son, but offered Him up for us. For us. How will He not also with Him grant us everything? And listen, everything is not about everything here. You may say, well, I'm in this life right now and I don't have everything. You know, my health is no good, or my finances are no good, or my relationships are busted, or whatever it may be. But that's not everything, folks. Eternity is everything. And because of what Jesus did on the cross for you and me, we do have everything. And what we do have also is the power to go through life, the things that are going on in our life, and do that victoriously, even in the midst of what we would call defeat. Because we are more than conquerors. And He says, who can bring an accusation against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Listen, Satan will come in and he'll put thoughts in your head. He'll say, you're no good, you're not this, you're not that. And you know what? He's accusing you. But he says, who can bring an accusation about God's elect? You know what God's elect are? It's everyone that's accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And if you have done that, you are part of God's elect. And who can bring an accusation? Make it personal against me. Who can bring an accusation against me? God is the one who justifies. And you know what? When you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, He declared you not guilty. That's what justification means. You stood before God. You were guilty. I was guilty. Listen, everyone is guilty, but you're declared not guilty. You are declared not guilty. And once you've been declared not guilty, those accusations mean nothing. You know, Satan will say, yeah, you're this, you're that. And you know what I tell him? I just say, yeah, you're right. But you know what? I'm declared not guilty. I trusted in Jesus. His blood covers my sin. And you have no power here. You have nothing over me. I serve the risen Savior. And he says, who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is the one who died. You know, we're not condemned. If you've accepted Christ your Savior, you're not going to die. Oh, you'll die physically. I mean, the Bible tells us that too. But you'll live forever in heaven. You have that if you have Christ in your heart. And he says, who can condemn you? Christ is the one who died. And he says, but even more, because you know what? Just the fact that he died, that was really no big deal. It's the fact that he rose again. Amen. He provided the victory over death. And it says he is also at the right hand of God and intercedes for us, for you, for me. He sits at the right hand of the Father, and he's up there, and whatever your situation is, he says, Father, look at Joe, look at Bill, look at Susie, look at whoever. And he's saying, that's your children. That's your children, and they've accepted me. So I'm just letting you know, he's interceding, and when you have hurts, he's going to the Father on your behalf. It's an amazing thing. Who can bring an accusation against us? Who can condemn us? No one. Just like Jesus said to the woman that was caught in adultery. He said, where are your accusers? Where are those that would condemn you? And she goes, they're all gone. And he said, what? Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Truth and grace. That's who Jesus is. And that's why we can celebrate every day, regardless of what's going on in our life. God gives us truth. What he says is important. And when we're wrong, we're wrong. But also remember, you have an advocate with the Father in Jesus Christ. And when you are one of his children, you are in a good place, no matter what's going on here. And we always need to remember that. We get so caught up in things. We got to remember who we are in Christ. And that's my challenge for you here, this first part of this. It's an amazing passage, and we will continue it after the next set. But ponder that. Ponder it. Because that's truth. What you say, it may be accurate, may not be, as far as these circumstances, but what God says is what's important. We always need to remember that. Amen. See, you didn't think I could do it that quick, did you? You know, the love of Christ has been described as an ocean. And it's abounding. It loves us. The love of God for us, it surpasses all understanding. I think about sometimes who I am and what I've done and the fact that Christ would still love me, that he would die for me. It's a very impactful thought. The love of God, the love of Christ. And the Bible says, as we pick up in verse 35, who can separate us from the love of Christ? You know, when you feel like no one loves you, and you feel like you may have done some things that are unforgivable, do you understand that nothing can separate you from the love of Christ? It says, can affliction or anguish or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? You know, all these kind of things can threaten and has threatened Christians throughout the ages. And he says, quotes a verse out of Psalm 44, as it is written, because of you, we are being put to death all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. And yeah, there is persecution, there is affliction, there is anguish, there is famine, there is nakedness, there is danger. You know, there are attacks, as we know all too well in our day and age. And it seems like we may have no hope, but I love verse 37. He says, no, in all these things, we are more than victorious through him who loved us. You know, regardless of what's going on in your life, whether it's attacks from the outside or from the inside, do you understand that nothing can separate you from the love of God? Sometimes we may sit there and kind of have a pity party. You ever have one of those? You know, where you just feel like, you know, woe is me. And you know what? I bet every one of us have been there at one time or another. We've had something go on and we're just like, why is this happening to me? But we got to get our mind off of ourselves and onto the one who loves us.
Amen.
He says, in all these things, regardless of what's being done to us, no matter what's happening to us, we are more than victorious through Him who loved us. We're not victorious of ourselves. If you're trying to do it your way, trying to do it in your strength, it's not going to happen. But through Him, when you place your faith and trust in Christ, and salvation just isn't that one-time event. You know, once you get saved, the power of Christ doesn't stop working in your life. That's the beginning. You know, you're saved unto more things than just being saved from hell. You're saved to live a victorious life here on planet Earth. And He promises to never leave us or forsake us. He promises to empower us. And if we will allow Him, He will use us in the midst of our adversity, in the midst of our trials, even in the midst of our defeats. He will use us. And He'll be there with us. And He will empower us. No, in all these things, we are more than victorious through Him who loved us. You guys are going to be coming up now. John says, that's what you think. I can go longer. It's fastest I've seen that guy move in a long time. But remember that. It's not about what you think. It's about what He's done in you. My turn.
Yeah. You'll notice I ran up here, but I'm going slow off.
All right. One of these days, we will have a platform that will hold everybody. One of these days. Keep praying for that. Once and for all, it's one thing great about our faith. There's never a doubt. Once you accept Christ as your Savior, it's once and for all. You are a child of the King. You are forgiven, and you will be with Him forever. And you don't got to doubt that. You don't got to sit there and figure out, you know, where are you going to be? You know, did I do enough good things and all that? Because the good things we do, I mean, it's good that we do good things, but it does not get us into heaven. It is very simply faith in Jesus Christ, and God in His grace does what only He can do. And that's creating us a spirit that is alive, and then His Spirit comes in and bears witness with our spirit, and we walk with God for eternity from that point forward. What a great truth our Bible has for mankind. And once you have that, I love these last two verses. Paul writes, "For I am persuaded that not death, nor life, nor angels, or rulers, or things present, things to come, hostile powers, height or depth, or any other created thing will have the power to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." What a marvelous passage of Scripture. He says, I'm persuaded. Death or life, angels are rulers. Sometimes our rulers kind of get on our nerves, the things they do, the things that they say is good for us. But regardless of what they do, that cannot separate us from the love of God. It's not going to have an eternal implication. Things present, yeah, you could say, wow, it's just going to get worse. Well, things to come, that's not going to bother you either. It doesn't bother God. You ever realize when things are going on and we get upset? And listen, it's proper and right to say, hey, I don't like what's going on, and to stand against things that are wrong. Nothing wrong with that. But we don't have to worry about that having a lasting effect. We don't have to let that bring us down. We are looking beyond that. We are looking to that new life that lays ahead for every believer in Jesus Christ. Nothing is going to separate us from the love of God. They can do a lot of things to us, and you know, we read about people that actually give their life for the gospel. And you know, they can kill us, but they can't separate us from the love of God. Amen. It is just that, that's a truth. It's a truth of the Bible. It's a truth. It is the bulwark of our faith. The fact that once God has you, no man can pluck you out of his hand. That is awesome. Nothing will separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So the question for us today, for all of us to consider, is, do I have that? Do I have a relationship with the living God? Have I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior? Have I actually gone to God and realized that I have a need of a Savior, that I have a need to be saved? Saved from what? Saved from hell. There is a heaven. There is a hell. There is a place of eternal rest, and there is a place of eternal separation from God, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, as the Bible puts it. And the bottom line is, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He's not willing. That's why he sent his Son, to die for us, so that no one has to die and go to hell. I mean, it's just that simple. And once you have accepted Christ, nothing can separate you from him. But the question we have to ask ourselves is, have we done that? Have we asked Jesus to save us? Have we trusted in his death, burial, and resurrection for our salvation? Have we done that? And only you can answer that question. It is a heart question. A lot of people know the truth right here. A lot of people miss the truth by like 12 inches from here to here, because it's a heart issue. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. It's a heart issue. A lot of people have knowledge, but is it real to you in your heart? Do you believe? There may be someone here that you've never made that commitment. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do so in just a moment. And there may be some here, you know, maybe today, you know, you came in here with a heavy heart. I hope that we have done something to lift your spirit. I hope you've heard some truth today. But maybe you need prayer, or maybe you want to just come forward and just get real with God. And just say, you know what? I've been focusing on the wrong thing. I do need to address the issues in my life, but I need to first and foremost keep God number one in my life and keep my focus on him while I deal with it. Maybe you need to do that. Maybe you've gotten off the track. You know, I know there's some people here that have some heavy things going on in their life. And you may need just to, you know, maybe today is kind of giving you a little breather, giving you some uplifting. And I hope it has. But this is going to be your time. Kathy, if you'll come up, we're going to have an invitation. If I can have every head bowed, every eye closed. I just want to give people freedom. Is there anybody here today who would say, Brother Mike, I have never accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've never placed my faith in him. I've been trying to live this life my own way, and I'm done. I realize today that I need a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and I've never done that. If there's anybody like that, would you just slip your hand up? I just want to pray for you. No one's looking around. No one's going to know. I just want to pray for you and see if God will do something in your heart today. Anybody like that? For the rest of us, How many would say, Brother Mike, I got some things going in my life, and it's been kind of heavy lately. It's been a burden on me lately, and I just need prayer that I can start praising God like what has been done here today, and kind of turn my attitude around. Anybody like that? I just need to turn my attitude around. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. How many would say, Brother Mike, I just, you know, I've kind of taken my walk with God a little too lightly, and I realize what He has done through this passage, and that I am victorious, and I don't have to be defeated, and I can move forward in victory, and I've realized that, but I need some help, I need some prayer for that. Anybody like that? I need to move forward in victory. Amen. God bless you. Listen, claim the victory. It's already been won. Claim it. And move forward victoriously. We have that in Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I lift up these ones that are hurting in one area or another. And Lord, there may be someone here that doesn't know You as Savior. Maybe they were just a little too timid to lift their hand up. But Lord God, I pray You would work on their heart, Lord. And I pray that You would do something mighty in their life this day, Lord, this moment. And Lord God, I pray for those that realize there's some things in their life that have been kind of turning their mind away from You a little bit. And Lord God, they want to get their focus back on You, back on truth, back on what You say rather than on what they say. And Lord God, I pray Your Spirit would minister to them and give them the power they need to do that, Lord. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now this is your time. Kathy's going to play for just a minute or so. And this is your opportunity to deal with God as He has been dealing with you. You need to deal with Him. This is your opportunity. If you want to come forward for prayer, we will certainly do that. If you want to deal with God in your chair right where you're at, you can certainly do that. This is your time. Take advantage of it. Father, Lord God, we come before You acknowledging the truth of Your word. Help us, Lord, to believe what You say in a greater way, Lord. That we would not believe the lies of the enemy, that we would not even believe the lies of our own selves, Lord. But Lord, we would listen to You and believe. And Lord God, we know that if we trust in You, You are there and You are willing to work in our lives. Help us, Lord, to accept that. And help us, Lord, to move in that direction, Lord, that You would be glorified and that we would benefit. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.